enjoying the show? You can help others find it and enjoy it too by giving us a 5-star rating or review. If you feel like reaching out to us with a question or comment, you can send us an email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our website at mywifethedietitian.com, as well as our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy the show. It's Robin Sander from My Wife the Dietitian, and this is Nutrition Nuggets.
Yes, we have a bit of a nugget with a question from a listener.
Oh, another listener connected. That's good to hear.
Yeah. And it's a longtime listener. So we often talk about nutrition and healthy lifestyle and those controllable and modifiable risk factors in our life, and exercise fits into that. And this is a question about exercise.
All right, let's hear it.
What is the best kind of exercise for me? And she says, I'm 46 years old and have 2 teenagers at home, and I have a full-time job.
Well, that sounds like exercise in itself.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. All the things we talk about with food and nutrition and how confusing it is with all the different ideas floating around out there, and then social media telling you all sorts of different things. Exercise is the same. I find there's so many different ideas, workouts, things that people think you should do and shouldn't do, and you should work out this way and not that way, and this is good for you and that isn't. It has the same effect that nutrition does, and it basically stops you in your tracks, and you end up doing nothing because you're so confused.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we're going to try to help with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the best answer, and it's a simple, but because I get this question all the time from clients and patients, it's the exercise or the activity that you enjoy and that you'll stick with that's sustainable.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're done. No, I'm just joking.
that's all it is whatever works. And if it means just laying on your bedroom floor every morning when you get out of bed and doing a few push-ups and sit-ups, hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, actually, that's funny. I saw a quote somewhere. I don't know the exact quote, but it was basically, all I need for exercise is my body weight and the floor, and everyone's got a floor.
Exactly. You don't need a fancy gym or all this fancy equipment they're trying to sell you. I mean, I'm sure that stuff works too, but I have seen... And I actually teased a friend about this. She bought it, and she didn't buy it. She was gifted a treadmill from her neighbor, and she needed a bunch of guys to come and help her move it into her house. And I said, you know, this thing is just going to collect laundry. You're not going to use it. you're going to use it for a week. Everyone loves the idea. Oh yeah, I'll put it in front of the TV and I'll walk while I watch TV. And, you know, I've done that, and you know, that's how I knew. And I said, it's going to collect laundry, because she was putting it in her bedroom.
Right.
And sure enough, she phoned me in like a couple of weeks and said, Rob, you were right. It's got laundry all over it and I've used it twice.
Oh,
and now
no.
I want to move it out because it's in the way. And I'm like, yep, that's what happens. So don't get caught up on all the fancy stuff and the gym members. Well, unless you're going to use it. If that's what works for you, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you don't need that in order to get exercise and get healthy.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, there's so many different types of exercise, and there's different reasons for exercising, like in terms of what it does for our body. So we want to help maintain bone mass, and we obviously muscle is in there, and our cardiovascular system. So those are all really key parts to activity and exercise. And we know that being sedentary is actually quite stressful for the body. It sounds so contradictory, but it really is. They're finding that the sitting disease, or being too sedentary and sitting in our comfy couches and chairs and our office chairs day after day after day, this is actually increasing our risk for chronic disease like crazy. It's actually as dangerous to the system and to the health as cigarette smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, crazy.
Yeah. So any form of exercise, any form of movement through the day is really good. So even if it's like 3 times a day, just 10-minute walks, like just getting up and walking, But it would be good to get some other activities in there. So strength training is great. So it doesn't have to be in a gym. Just anything that helps, like lifting, like so you can have the function of like lifting luggage or lifting groceries or lifting the kids or lifting furniture or whatever you have to do in your, you know, day-to-day living. You want to maintain that function into your older years. So when you're older, and if you continue to lift things, that helps put the load on your muscle. It's good for muscle to maintain your lean mass, muscle tissue, mm-hmm. and your bone mass. So that's really key too, because we know that a lot of our lifestyle with sitting can actually add to the risk of developing osteoporosis.
Yeah, exactly.
So working out and lifting will, you know, using gravity helps to stress the bone, stress the muscle, helps to have that resistance so that it actually makes the bone stronger and the muscle stronger.
Yeah. And there's lots of exercises that basically just use the weight of your body. So you lay on your back and lift your legs in the air. I mean, that's the weight of your legs is the weight.
Yeah.
You know, and you're using your core muscles to lift your legs, and that doesn't require anything, like you said, except the floor.
Yeah.
Which we all have.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the guidelines are 150 minutes per week of moderate exercise. So that could be a brisk walk, it could be cycling, running, swimming, whatever. Like if you play racket sports, if you play a sport like hockey or soccer or basketball, whatever that is. Now you also want to incorporate some lifting or strength training, like lifting things, even if you're older, just lifting. If you continue to lift things most days, that actually maintains the function, as I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really, really important. And it's really good for your metabolism to help maintain, you know, it's kind of like the little mitochondria in your cells are the little fuel burning. They help with your metabolism. So you want to make sure that you're lifting to help keep your metabolism running well. And you need that muscle to do that.
So here's what happens. And I know this, I'm not elderly, but I know this from just living. This is what happens. You get an injury, or you have surgery, or something happens to you that prevents you from being able to do that lifting or to work out or to move, period, for that period of time. So what do you do then? How do you stay in shape when your back hurts, or, you know, you've got arthritis or whatever? You know, there's got to be ways that we can still get exercise. Otherwise, people just think, well, I'm just going to sit here in this chair and, you know, rot away.
Well, it won't get better if you're just continuing to sit, right? So you probably want to have some rehab and work with a physiotherapist or a healthcare professional in that regard if you're injured or if you are trying to get back into a routine, or maybe a coach or personal trainer or something. But it is like movement is really important. So I didn't mention like yoga and stretching and like the range of motion type activity. So that helps with joint mobility and muscle flexibility. And that also helps to prevent injury. So, and we don't want to, you got to pace yourself and make sure that you're not doing too much. But at the same time, if you're healthy and you're doing your activity and you're not increasing the load, then you need to, you know, how that works. Mm-hmm.
You're not stressing your body, so you're not building the muscle.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I know I hear women all the time say, well, I don't want to get bulky. I don't want to get too muscular, but we can't really because we don't have the level of testosterone that actually helps to build big, bulky muscle. Mm-hmm. And it's just really healthy. It's so healthy to have muscle. And it's way better to be big, like a big body person, and have muscle and function and health than to be thin and frail or skinny fat. I don't know if you've ever heard that term.
Not except for like Starbucks. Sounds like one of their coffee orders.
What I'm talking about are people that might be like considered like in their ideal BMI or even low BMI, but really they have, they're frail and they don't have, their skeleton's pretty weak and they don't have a lot of lean muscle, but they could have like a higher fat percentage.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. So it's actually better to have mass. So that's why I know we're getting into another topic here, but the scale, the number on the scale is very deceptive and it doesn't tell you much because there's lots of different reasons for that number, like hydration and, you know, like there's just so much.
Yeah. And same with the BMI too, right?
Like oh, that's, yeah.
That's just so...
It's yeah. not a great
one
measure.
Dimensional.
Yeah, because it doesn't take into consideration lean muscle, right? And
no,
bone.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, basically the bottom line is any activity that you enjoy. So it might be a class that you go to, like maybe you like yoga or maybe you do like a some sort of HIIT training class, or you go to a place where they do, you do functional activity like squats and lunges and different sports, like any kind of sports is fun too, because if there's a sport and there's other people involved, that usually helps the accountability factor. So that helps people to keep going with it. So if there's someone, you know, expecting you, or you know that there's like a social component, that helps too.
Yeah, for sure.
So there, and cross training is good because that keeps you interested in being active. So maybe you cycle and you go for a walk and then you play your sport and you do yoga. So it's okay to have a variety of different activities too. And I know this woman said she's got teenagers, she works full time, obviously a very busy person. So you got to kind of fit it in where you can, maybe doing hiking on the weekends, going to classes a couple times a week that may be a yoga or some other type of activity class. And also stretching is really, really important to prevent injury. So to even like stretch when you wake up in the morning, maybe do a little bit of a yoga practice or Pilates or something that you're going to just, you're getting your body ready for the day so that you don't overextend and you don't injure yourself.
Mm-hmm. It also makes you feel like a bit more functional because you wake up and you're all stiff. The last thing you want to do is work out because you feel like, oh, my body's all stiff and achy. I don't think I'm going to work out today because I'm, you know, I'm hurting. And, but it's amazing what 10 minutes of stretching, the right kind of stretching, will do for your body and how much improvement you will feel. And you'll feel like, okay, I'm good to go now.
Yeah.
It really makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. And on the other side of the coin, it's incredible how quickly you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you were down with an illness, maybe you had the flu or you're sick for, you know, a few days or a week and you're not doing your regular activity, you'll see that you'll feel like, oh, I just feel like not as energetic or as healthy or as strong. And as you age, you have to work harder at it, like to keep that muscle. So that's why I mentioned about the lifting and doing something that you're using your muscles, especially if you are sitting in an office seat or commuting, your upper body doesn't get much
exercise.
Yeah, like activity.
Attention,
yeah, exactly. And you almost forget about it, right? So, I mean, definitely your legs and your lower body, like just the walking and using, you know, different activities with your core and your legs, but your upper body and the upper back and the shoulders and the arms, those all need flexibility, and they also need to get some load, like to actually be lifting.
Mm-hmm. Something else I'll add too is getting exercise doesn't have to look like exercise per se. It doesn't have to look like a workout. It's amazing how much energy you put into just things like gardening.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
You know,
yeah.
We've all talked about this before, but I've got my watch that counts my steps and all that stuff, right? And just playing in the, well, not playing, but like
working
in the garden, you know, cutting the grass or just like pulling weeds and pushing the wheelbarrow around. You do that for a few hours. It's amazing how many steps you've taken.
Yeah.
Just, it doesn't feel like you've done anything. You've just, oh, I just been out in the yard, but you've done like 8,000 steps. It's like, why am I so tired? You know? And so that's as good as a workout or better, because it's real and you're actually being productive. You're getting something done in, at the same time. So the other thing I'll add too is, I was just visiting my parents and they're in their 90s and they live in an apartment building on the fourth floor. And I said, this is great for you guys because like they're at an age where they're like, oh, you know, maybe we should, you know, downsize or move somewhere smaller or move, you know, like to a, like a, I don't know, assisted living kind of place or whatever. And I said, this is keeping you guys healthy because everywhere, every time you leave your apartment, they're at the very end of the hall too. They have to walk all the way down the hall. And then, you know, sometimes they take the stairs. That's how they exercise. Actually, they walk around their apartment building, going up and down the flights of stairs and down the third floor and then down the steps to the second floor. And it's great and it's creative and you can do it on a rainy day. You can do it in your slippers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, that's kind of just thinking outside the box and staying healthy in your older years without having to go to a gym or even lift heavy weights. You know, it's keeping them moving and it's so good for them. So,
yeah. And even just like with groceries, right? Like dealing with like bringing the groceries up the stairs and just carrying groceries is a way of lifting. And that's a function that you want to maintain as you get older.
Absolutely.
So these are all different ideas to, and to show the importance of maintaining function as you get older. But even in our younger years, we do need to keep our body moving and active and using the different muscle groups and maintaining bone mass by, you know, using gravity activities, meaning like walking is one of the best activities that is stressing the bone density, like your bone and muscle.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's easy enough to go for a walk. Even if you're working your 10-hour day, you can still take a break and go for a walk around the building, around the block, around the neighborhood.
Yeah. And it's wherever. Actually really good to stand up every half hour to an hour. Like if you're in meetings and you're sitting in the chair, stand up, like set a timer on your watch, or there's apps that you can get that basically remind you to stand up because it's really important, you know, stand up, get a glass of water, stand up, go to the washroom, stand up and talk to someone, you know, like there's all the reasons to just get out of that seat and wake your body up because otherwise your metabolism just kind of slows down. It's like your body thinks that you're sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what you can do when you're walking?
What?
You can listen to this podcast.
There we go. Yeah.
Just put your earbuds in and go for a little walk around the neighborhood and listen to Rob and Sandra tell you about how healthy you are.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That sounds good. Or on your bike or running, you know, all those different activities. Swimming's a bit harder. You can't really have any devices in them. I don't think so. But anyways, hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Karen. Yeah.
Couple of good tips there. So. Yeah, let's go get healthy, everyone. It's that time of year. Get outside, try something different, go explore your neighborhood or your wherever. Just get out and do some new things and get move, and that's the important thing. So if you want some more information, I'm sure we've got some good tips on our website as well. There's so many blog posts there now that, there's lots of good things to read there. So you can check that out. It's at mywifethedietitian.com. And we've got our newsletter that we've been doing now and getting a bunch more subscribers on board with that. So thank you for joining. If you've recently joined us, that's amazing. That comes out once a week and there's a sign up button on the website for that on most pages. So join us for that. We are also on social media, doing fun things there.
YouTube.
And Instagram.
Someone said, how can you be on YouTube if it's just audio?
I don't know. You'll have to go there and see. It's magic. So yeah, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, join us there. Give us a like, thumbs up, subscribe, however it works on each of those platforms. It's super helpful to us to have you joining us on those places. You can also rate and review. That's super helpful too. Gives it's a bit of a spotlight with other people trying to find a good show to listen to. So we would appreciate if you can do that. And also share with a friend. We love when you do that. So there's lots of people out there who would benefit from hearing how to stay healthy and eat well. And who doesn't need that? We all want to hear more about that. So share with your friends. So that's it for this week. Hope those exercise tips help you get outside, get moving. And yeah, we will be back on Monday with another full episode. So until then, have a great week, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode. Thank you.